Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, get up, stand up for your rights. We're going to be talking today about what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, where 50 Klansmen, Ku Klux Klan, KKK, descended to the city of Charlottesville, escorted by the state police, where they were surrounded and immersed in between anywhere from 1,000 to 2,500 protesters. Well, I tell you, it seems like the city of Charlottesville is saying, not in our city, we're not going to tolerate it, and anything is not there. But I want to talk about that, because this is America. I know that there's been some atrocity, some horrific bad things that the KKK has done in the past, such as lynching, just horrible things, bombing of churches where little children were killed. But they do have a right to voice their opinion. That's one of the things of being an American. They can come and they can voice their opinions, even in the midst of some of the language that they use and degrading people and that. But I tell you what, people are fed up. A lot of that nonsense that went on in the past, it's not going to go on today. During the era of Jim Crow and segregation, people they had to stand up. They had to get up, stand up for the rights. But people felt that that was a way of life, and they tolerated a lot of that craziness that went on. But this day in the 21st century, no, it's just not going to prevail like that. And none of the Klansmen were arrested, but there were about 30 protesters that were arrested. And they even had the use of tear gas to disperse the crowd. So we're going to be talking about that. This is Stan Macklin with Straight Talk, along with his co-host, Bianca Forbes. And feel free to call us. Give us a call at 347-850-1598. 347-850-1598. We're going to be talking about that rally that was held in that city. It's over with now. But we've heard reports that they're coming back in August, I think August the 5th, with a much louder crowd, a much larger contingent to try to raise some cane. Well, you're outnumbered, and just seems like it's not going to happen. You know, there was a lot of amazing things about that. People were out there shouting to the Klan, the posse of the Klansmen, Black Lives Matter, and they were basically white folks shouting Black Lives Matter. That's a new twist for some millennials, for some individuals. They realize that Black life does matter. Not saying that Black lives are more precious or valuable than any other life. It's just that it should be treated as such, and it shouldn't just be shot down, gunned down, and it should be reflected. And so I'm sure that was a shock for a lot of the Klansmen to see this vast throng of white protesters shouting Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. While on the other end, they were saying all kind of other degrading things, such as the N-word and white power, white power, white power. Well, you know, I myself think it was a lot of dramatization that was going on. And as I stated, they have a right, due to the fact that this is America, they have a constitutional right that if they want to come into that part and voice their concern, they should be able to do so. This is one of the things about this country. But times have changed, as we said. Times have changed. And you have to realize that people are just not going to put up with that nonsense. You get yourself hurt. You really will. And I'm sure that if the state police and the local police were not there, somebody probably would have got hurt. They really would have, because, as I stated, you know, people are not ignorant. They know about the 60s, which was the decade of change. And it was. A lot of people got killed. A lot of people got hurt, got abused. You know, I know what it is to have those water holes released on you. It's cutting. It's like a terrific pressure force coming on you. And some people were even bitten by the dogs. I mean, dogs are just out to draw blood and take you down. And billy clubs, don't even forget about that. That is just, I don't think that's going to happen like that today. But you can be sure the display of militaristic tactics was there in full force. Some of the SWAT team or whatever they were there with their M47s, of course pointed down. But they weren't ready. They were ready to deal with whatever came up, and they had their monster machines or their riot machines that are there to help to keep order. So the police, the use of militaristic force was in full array. And I just don't know. I think that if it was really pushed, they would have used it to their fullest, like they did in terms of the release of some tear gas. But what do you think about it? What do you think about that rally that was there? Was it important? Over thousands of people showed up to protest, to be on the other side, to voice their opinion. Do you think that something like that was needed today? Some of you might never have seen the present-day KKK in their full array. They didn't have their face covered up, but they sure had their hoods on, had their hoodies, had their whole robes, had it on, and they came out to display. But, you know, I want to come at it in a different way, because, you know, you don't have to have on a robe to be a white supremacist. You can have a three-piece business suit. As a matter of fact, this might cut you the wrong way, but a lot of executives, that's right, executives, they're right, they're supremacists. They practice supremacist policies. And it's still a situation where, in many cases, where individuals are the last hired and the first fired. And when it comes to promotions and so forth, they always want to put somebody last. They're not qualified. Well, when is it that we're going to ever be qualified? When is it? So you may not have a hoodie on or a robe, but the way some of your perspectives, some of your viewpoints, you're racist in the way you conduct your business, especially in terms of equal pay for women. It's just not right the way male dominance just seems to be the order of the day. and it really shouldn't be. And I don't know. I think that you have a voice about this here. For me, I feel that, yes, the methods and the attitude of the KKK in Charlottesville, it was their right to be able to go there. They was escorted there, but the protesters made a strong statement: not in our city, we're not going to tolerate it. But you know, I just want to get some feedback on this here, Miss Bianca. I know that you heard about it and you thought about it. Did you go to the rally?
No, I didn't go to the rally.
What do you think about all those thousands of protesters that was there with just not even, I guess, just 50, maybe not even been 50, maybe been 30. Do you think they have a right to come in to voice their concerns like that?
Are you talking about the KKK?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I mean, we all have a right to stand by what we believe in. So regardless of if I think it's morally wrong or if I agree with what they believe in, they went to the city. They got their permit to be able to protest there, and they did all the things they were supposed to do. So, but what I don't agree with is a lot of times – we as people get upset with other people for not agreeing with how we feel or what we think is right. I mean, you see that in the church every day with church people. You see that at work. You see that in politics. And I think that it's important to agree to disagree with people. So I feel like I think it was a good thing that so many people came out to defend racism. But for them to get belligerent and start yelling and getting aggressive, that does nothing. It helps nothing. And they got arrested.
Yes, they did. They got arrested. And I have to say, rightfully so. Rightfully so. You have a right to protest, but it should be a peaceful protest. It really should. I think that... many times we get heritage and history mixed up with hatred. We just do, such as what Dylann Roof did down in Charleston, South Carolina, when he went inside of the black church and just massacred those people. Was a part of the Bible study and said that these are good people. I thought for a second that maybe I shouldn't do it because they're good people. But then after later on, he just went on and carried out that hideous act of killing practically everybody that was there and left one couple and told, I'm going to let you live to be able to tell about what happened. Well, what happened was sick. That's what was happening. You eradicated people's lives. And that's the kind of perspective that people have that are a member of the KKK, hatred. And there's a vast difference between Confederates and the KKK. KKK has hijacked the Confederate flag and used it to promote hatred. And, you know, it just shouldn't be about that. It should not be about hate. It should not be about that at all. History is real. And you got to know the air of history. Sure, there was a time where in history where there was a lot of things said and a lot of things done that was not right, and it marred society. It marred society. And history is something that we can study. We can learn from the past so that we don't repeat the past. I think this is what a lot of the individuals at that rally did. They wanted to make sure that those hate mongers would not allow that spirit of hate to predominate or dominate any aspect of life in that city. And they made that very clear. They made that very clear. But, however, this being America, they did have a right to voice their opinion and to be escorted. They got a permit. They came. And I don't know. I think that maybe they didn't pay attention to the vastness of the crowd that was there. And they call themselves taking a last stand because they don't feel that the statues that are there should be taken down. Well, the statues are represent a significant era of history. And that's something that city should decide, which they have decided what to do. And when we take positions that are very controversial, there will always be times where people don't agree with the positions we take. Hopefully, there can be some proper positions that are taken where there is some compromise, but not compromise of principles, our values. And I know when we were about doing the street renaming in the city of Harrisonburg, and it was a street that had been named Cantrell, and for 100 years it had been as such, and as an advocate for a street being named after Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and not just anywhere, but right through the heart, excuse me, right during the heart of the city, we compromised to the extent where we honored the Cantrell Street. We even called it historic because we made it historic. And for somebody today where Cantrell was significant to them, that street still exists. But for the official bondified name, it's the Martin Luther King Jr. Way. And so it's in a prominent place, and we respect that. And it's a milestone in the city. It really has. It brought this city into the 21st century concerning race relations and not just keeping respected African-Americans in the segregation era. So there's a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be concerned about, and that's the reason why I think Bianca opened up the program today with the reggae song, Get Up, Stand Up, Stand Up for Your Rights. And that's an individual thing. That's also a group thing. We should do that. You should not feel that you can't voice your opinion. You can't have a say-so. You should be more than willing to do that. And allowing heritage and history to get mixed up with hatred, I don't understand that. I don't think that's the proper way to go about it. And to some of those protesters, your time in jail, hopefully, that's what you had a right to protest, but I think it should have been peacefully. Throwing rocks and failing to cease assembly when you've been ordered to do so by the law, to the extent that they have to use tear gas to get you to comply, I tell you, it ain't going to take too many tear gas canisters for you to comply. Most likely, you're going to comply with the first one because it ain't no playing around when it comes to that. And like I said, don't you think that those M14s that they had, or M47s, or whatever it was, those weapons, they looked like they was ready to get down. And in other words, I guess what I'm trying to say, I don't think they had some rubber bullets in them. I think if need be, and if it was by any means necessary and they need to, I think they would have released and discharged those guns if they had to. Militarism, it's a problem. And Dr. King, we talked about the triplets of evil: racism, militarism, and economic exploitation. Those are something that will ruin any society. But we have to realize that America is the only country that you find people trying to get into and not get out of. So we had a little technical difficulty there. I'm sorry about that. So give us a call, 347-850-1598. And what do you think about the KKK? What do you think about their being in Charlottesville? I know that my son-in-law, he covered that and he's a reporter for Breaking Through. And he covered that event in Charlottesville, and he did a wonderful, I'd like to just give a shout-out to him. He did a wonderful job of his coverage. He had over 100,000 hits in terms of that particular event there. So that was really something that he did. So he did an excellent job and covering that. His name is Theo Whitelaw, and we like to give a shout-out to him for that. That's quite significant. And he keeps that up. One of the major networks, ABC, NBC, or CBS, or CNN, are going to scoop him up because that's quite significant, doing something like that in his play-by-play analysis of what went on and what went down. And I'm proud of him. I really am. So, what do you think? Give us your opinion. What do you think about the rally that was there in Charlottesville? What do you think about it? What do you think about the rally there where protesters were arrested and not any members of the KKK party? Should there be more rallies of peace? Or love? And how about music? Music is the common denominator that breaks down barriers. It's just something about that. So that's what I want to see. I want to see somebody come with a rally of peace, a rally of love, and highlighting some of the virtues of coming together, unity. There's going to always be divisions and always be fractions and always be opportunities where people disagree with one another. You can always find something to fight about and issues to try to tear something down. But what about building up? What about building up society? What about doing something that's profound? Instead of hating different races, it's not about that. It's not about that at all. And there's only one race. And we should be very cognizant of that, and that's the human race. We shouldn't think that one race is superior than another, and it seems like that, but it shouldn't be. And I like to say there's a lot of people that may not be practicing it, but that's the way they are with their attitudes. They're practicing a systemic racism and systemic supremacist actions and behaviors that does the same thing. There's sins of overt and sins of commission. The things that they do and the things they say. You may think that you're against that, but you need to understand that the only way you can be proactive is not to be so dominated in your cause, where you cause individuals to feel like your way is the right way, is my way or the highway. You shouldn't be like that. And you don't have to have no hood on. As I said earlier, you can have on a three-piece suit. You can have on a hoodie. You can have on some street clothes. You should be more open to think about what you can do to bring unity. So I want to commend the city of Charlottesville. I think you handled it proper. I want to commend Chief Al Thomas. I think you did a superb job of keeping law and order, doing what was necessary. And I want to say to the citizens of that city, because a lot of people came from different cities across the country. People came as far away from California to be there and to voice their concern that didn't even live in that city, that we're not going to tolerate any nonsense like this. We're not going to have this kind of drama in our city. And that's wonderful. But I think that we have to realize that that is what makes this country great, is when we can allow different entities to be able to express themselves. You may not like it, you may not agree with it, but at least you do have an opportunity to have freedom of expression. But remember this here, just because you have freedom of expression, you cannot go inside of a movie theater and holler fire. You can do that if you want to, but there'll be some consequences to your actions. You just can't do that. So I think that you need to think about what went on there. I think it was a message to the nation. I really do. And again, I just think that we need to not get heritage and history mixed up with hatred. Do you agree with that, Sister Bianca?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think that it's important for people to understand the difference so that confusion isn't misinterpreting what's going on and displaying something that can be meant for change and something that can turn into something bad. I do think that if, like I've said before, if people are more understanding of other people's perspective, then stuff like that won't be such an issue.
Absolutely. It would not be such an issue. That's really it. That's why wars emanate, because two people are fighting, or a group of people are fighting over different perspectives. That's how hostile takeovers take place, because somebody feels that they can dominate this entity more so than the other, or somebody feels that they have to put somebody in their place. We shouldn't be like that. And I just want to say this here in closing. President Trump, I personally, this is my perspective, I don't think you should have met with President Putin, because you're under investigation. Russia's under investigation to see if they meddled into our election. And I know you expressed that concern, but I think you were biased in your expression. And now it has come out that your son has even met with them, trying to find out what dirt he can get on Sister Hillary Clinton. I tell you, this thing is deep. It's getting deeper and deeper. Sounds kind of me like, I don't know, impeachment or something in the air. But let's realize that we don't all look alike. We don't all think alike. So let's do our very best to realize that we can get along if we respect one another's opinion, even if it's not quite like yours. Remember this, to be different makes a difference. So thank you for listening to Straight Talk today, and feel free to listen every Tuesday, 6:30. Feel free to call your friends, your neighbors, whoever, 347-850-1598. And remember, it's not the outlook. Whatever you're going through, it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes the difference. Things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. So hang in there. This has been Stan Mack along with co-host before saying it's going to be better. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up for your rights. Stand up for your rights. Get up, get up.
I love you for your life.